Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment says that the demand for constructive change and the speed of change in today's world is unprecedented, and that businesses must innovate if they are to have any reasonable chance of growth. DJ Heckes is the owner of ExhibIt, a leading national trade show marketing enterprise, and the author of a new book entitled Full Brain Marketing, soon available in print from BookSurge, Amazon, and on audiobook and ebook. In it, she discusses how, if done properly, marketing can be accomplished more easily and with far greater rate of success. The book explores and uncovers some of the ways to tie in traditional digital and social media marketing to lead a business to success and avoid unnecessary mistakes. Joining us on the line from their headquarters in Albuquerque, New Mexico, over at ExhibIt, is author and trade show marketing expert DJ Heckes. DJ, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
You've been in the trade show marketing space for quite a while, a number of years. DJ, how has the business changed since you first started?
It has changed so much, David. When I first got in the trade show industry in the early 1990s, everything was manual. I remember marketing for a trade show, or when I was going to exhibit in a trade show, would send out mass faxes or do the telephone, dial a call, come visit us, or send out U.S. mail letters, you know, visit us and we'll give you this free gift. Now, it's a whole different ballgame. Everything is so global. Everything is on the internet. You send invites. You do viral marketing. You do social media to reach your contact. You establish that relationship to give that person a reason. Why would they come visit you? It's not like the old days to where they're going to come just walk a show leisurely. Everybody is out of time. We're all overworked, and the manpower hours are cutting back. We have attrition going on. So how do you get that attendee in today's environment? It is going to be through reaching them and solving their need, giving them a reason to want to come to the show to visit you in all kinds of environments.
Now, coming from the trade show specific business, you arrived at the idea that you would write a book about really the total gamut of marketing, everything involved in marketing with a small business. Why did you write a book about all the facets of marketing, and what did you hope to communicate with the book?
Well, my passion is marketing. And that's what I've always been best at, even in my own business. You know, as a small business owner that works with many businesses in the nation, I've watched companies struggle in how and when to market for their own business. You know, the demand for constructive change and the speed of change in today's world, it's unprecedented out there. Everyone's wondering, how do I reach my right audience? I'm going crazy with all these avenues out there. So I wanted to help small business owners identify how do you reach the right market and communicate the right message to the right audience. So it's no longer a right brain or a left brain world. It's the combination for full brain marketing that works best for businesses in today's competitive intelligence world.
We're visiting with DJ Heckes. She's the CEO and founder of ExhibIt. That website, www.exhib-it.com. DJ, the preface of the book, it has to do with the stages a business goes through as they're learning how to market and defining their brand and getting out there. Tell us how you structured the book vis-a-vis this idea of stages.
Yes. To me, as a business owner, it's so important to know one of the five stages that you're in. You have to know that first before you can decide really what marketing initiative to start with. For instance, stage one, that's the existence or infancy, your startup or your ramp up. Well, this is a stage where, you know, the main problems of the business are obtaining customers and delivering the product being offered. The business plan is probably simple, and the owner does everything and directly supervises the employees. So this is where I recommended in the chapters, you know, that you maybe stick with something a little more simple of getting to know your marketing strategy and maybe focus on your target marketing and delivering a marketing strategy. Stage two, that's your survival or your adolescence. That's the delegation and growth mode. You know, this is a stage where business has demonstrated its workable in a business entity. It's acquired a lot of customers. It's customer satisfaction about everything they do. The key problem now shifts to the mere existence of the relationship between the revenues and expenses. This is where we talk about reading the same chapters as stage one, but then maybe getting into doing competitive intelligence analysis and knowing your competitive advantage. Then you go into stage three. That's your success. This is the integration and running in growth mode strategically. This stage is where the business continually and sustainably grows. They have to decide if they're going to exploit the company's accomplishments and expand or keep the company stable and profitable. This is where you probably get into more of understanding how your customer thinks. Maybe you're getting into bridging that traditional digital and social media or collaborative marketing. And then stage four, that's your takeoff fast growth. This is the stage where even more decisions to make that rapid growth of a business is dependent on one or more economy sectors. This is a stage where you probably want to review a lot of things in your marketing initiatives and really get into trust-based marketing or get more into trade shows. And then the last stage, maturity, that's the strong, resourceful business foundation. It's the essence stage for a business that can reach this maturity level. It comes from hard work, focus, keeping an eye on the financial side of the business. So those are the five stages, and each stage requires different thinking from the business owner.
Let's go to leadership. I know that in the book you really took a lot of time to talk about leadership. Why include leadership in a book that's really about marketing?
Well, for most companies, to me, I see successful leaders out there that are great leaders. I see leaders that are honest, dependable, confident. They have a commitment to excellence, and they're humble and patient. And to me, these qualities is what it takes to run a successful company. You have to know how to lead your people to be able to market in the right manner and be a forward thinker. Have you ever heard the saying that managers do things right, but leaders do the right thing? Being a leader is particularly important in today's overall business and marketing strategy.
Let's talk about the structure of Full Brain Marketing. How did you think about structuring the book, and how would you like people to look at it in terms of a resource?
You know, it's funny. When I first came up with the title, when I first started writing the book, that's my original title. And then when you go back and forth, you go, well, are people going to get it? Few people are able to go back and forth between your right brain, creative and strategy thinking, and your left brain, which are your tactical and your metrics thinking throughout the day. You know, I see many business owners that are either left brain or right brain thinkers. Well, with today's technology and the ways to touch point our customers, I see us having to use both. Right brain for the creative ways, such as social media, viral marketing, blogs, public relations. And then the left brain with realizing the importance of the SEO, search engine optimization, or SEM, search engine marketing, or creating plans to find the right customers through target marketing. All the metrics that it's so easy to come up with the idea from the right brain, but that left brain is the measure and verify everything, and it's hard to go back and forth. And if you're one or the other, maybe that's where you hire your staff to complement the other.
Sure. Sure. Now, in the book, this is fascinating, by the way, you've spent a considerable amount of time on personality typing. Why is it so important for us to understand the psychology of our prospects and customers?
You know, I teach my own staff this. I do a lot of reading out there. And, you know, by the year 2010, statistically, they're saying that with the generations, the Generation Y is going to be equivalent to the boomers, which is two of the highest populations out there. Well, right now we have four generations in the marketplace. There is diversity like crazy. How do you communicate with four decades of personalities?
Yeah.
Well, then you have to factor in the individual. So you have an individual's personality. How do they work every day? What is their buy-in methods? What do they think when they're buying? Are they on the internet? Are they looking at things? Are they looking at price or value? Are they looking at relationship? Well, that's the individual sector. Well, then you turn around and go, okay, what about the generational sector? We know that traditionalists are frugal. We know they like to pick up the phone. They like to see the newspaper. They like to walk in and feel and touch things. We know the boomers want it now. They're the boomer generation to where instant. I want to be able to get on the internet or go walk in and see it. Then we have Generation X. They're the ones that pretty much brought in the value, but they want to be able to go on the computer. They want it quicker so they can get home to their families. Then we have Generation Y. It's all computerized. They're always texting. They want to be able to use their iPhone and go to the internet and buy it quickly, not walk in. They want to be able to do it over the computer. So we have to know out there, how do you reach each of those customers in a different methodology? It's not about how we sell in our business anymore. It's about how do you reach each one of those dynamic personalities or dynamic generations.
DJ, you also reiterate, and those of us who have been around marketing for any number of years know what the four P's of marketing are, but you added three more P's. What are the three more, and what was that all about?
Well, you know, we've all been drilled about the four P's, which are your product, price, place, and promotion. And it's your basic and your overall strategies to become like a best-in-class company, okay? The three more P's that I added in are the people. That's the culture of your business. All the people that are directly or indirectly involved in the consumption of your product or service, they're the important part of that marketing mix. Employees and other customers often add significant value to that product that you're offering. And what about the process? This is the how-to that makes you successful, the procedures, the mechanisms, the flow of activities. When someone walks in your office, they know what to expect. They know they're going to be greeted, not with someone sitting behind a desk. They're going to walk out, handshake, a personal greeting. They're going to offer them something to drink. Things like that are the processes that people get used to where they say, I like to go visit that business because I like how I feel when I'm there. And then what about the physical evidence? That's the ability to walk that talk, the ability to be able to know that your product and or service is going to be delivered as promised on time. That represents the tangible goods that help communicate and perform. And then the intangible experience that the customer feels. It's the ability of the business to relay the customer satisfaction to potential customers.
As I look at the book, Full Brain Marketing, coming out soon here, I'm reminded at how many different levels to marketing there are and how much you need to really think about considering the online, offline, and social media that has now become an integral part of a marketing program. Small business owners are very busy running their businesses, DJ, and there's a lot here to take in. How do you suggest a busy small business owner manage the offline, the online, the social media, and all the aspects of marketing that are essential to succeed right now?
Well, the first thing, David, I would probably say is come up with that plan. Without a plan, it's hard to take action. So the second thing I would say is take the overall big picture. Where do you want to go? Where do you see the vision? How are you going to get there? What is your mission? What's the final product? What's your differentiation? And when you know all that and your target audience and you have an action plan, then I would figure out who is your target audience. Is it between 35 and 55? Is it under 35? Once you determine all those, the methodologies come together. And then I would say social media is the ribbon on the package. I know I use a lot of social media, both personally and through my business, because I want to be able to reach the demographic audience pretty much of 32 to 55 is probably my biggest sector. Business owners that have been in business probably 2+ years, a quarter of a million to 10 million, mostly probably a half a million plus, and I want to be able to reach them. Well, that's a pretty broad. You have Generation X, you have boomers, and you barely have a couple traditionalists in there. So that's three decades that I want to reach to. Knowing that, I really don't do much direct mail, just once in a while on a postcard. I do a lot of viral and email, newsletters. Newsletters are so easy to compile nowadays. We were one of the original ones years ago, to where you put together information in a newsletter to send out to your customer, but don't sell. It's not about you. It's not about your company. It's about educating and delivering information that people want to hear. So I do that way. Social media, I have, you know, your three normal, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. I also have a few others. I reach them through different avenues, such as Facebook is more of the relationship building and connecting. LinkedIn to me is more business to business. I'll push communicate a blog or article that's been posted through Twitter, and I'll link it back to the relationships in LinkedIn and Facebook.
All right, so you've got help doing all this stuff. As a part of the core of my question was, you know, a solopreneur that doesn't have a staff, is there a way that they can approach balancing all of these elements in your view?
Yes. It depends on how large your business is, but if you are, say you're a solopreneur,
yeah,
you're out there, and you want to know, how can I do it all? I would probably recommend a monthly newsletter, get involved in social media, and make sure when you're talking to your customer in whatever avenue you pursue, that you're building that relationship to build people to want to come talk to you.
All right. right. Great stuff. Tell us a little bit more about Xzibit. This is your company. It's a trade show marketing company located in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tell us about Xzibit.
Well, David, Xzibit was founded in February of 2000. And it was for the express purpose back then of selling a product. It was an exhibit product for people that wanted to go to trade shows. Well, after the dot-com crash and the 9/11 disaster and things started happening out there in the environment, and we started getting more people in the work world with different age groups, I started to see a need to diversify. So the first diversification that I did was probably in 2002. I started hearing consumers and customers out there saying, I need a place I can go to that can do more than just sell an exhibit. I need someone that can store it, ship it, get it to a show. Can you manage my trade show for me? So we started to offer the services. Then that was going pretty smoothly. And about 2004, I started hearing more things out there. Well, we need help with marketing. You know, I need a place that we can go to for education. Is there a place in New Mexico? So we started offering monthly seminars.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I hope what you're hearing is, we listened and we delivered. And as we built our reputation for being an exhibit house that really has a multifacet of marketing to help small businesses look at their business with their vision and how do they take it to the next step. They know how to run their business well. They're successful. But they just don't know where to go to the next step to grow. Maybe they're in a growth stall. And that's where we come in now on the next diversification in 2004, and we help small businesses look at the big picture, come up with an action plan, and deliver their message to their audience.
Wow. Obviously an area of passion for you. Congratulations on the book. The book is Full Brain Marketing by author and marketing expert DJ Heckes. She's the CEO of Xzibit. That website is www.exhib-it.com, exhibit.com. And then you'll have a website for the book as well, right, DJ?
Yes, I do. It's fullbrainmarketing.com.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for sharing. Congratulations on the new release. That'll be available at Amazon and all major online retailers, I presume.
Yes.
Great. Good luck to you with it, and we'll do this again soon. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you, David.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.